They say you cannot change the past, but you would not know that by sitting in a high school history class today. My parents and grandparents tell me about how history was taught when they were young. They were taught that America was the land of opportunity, that anyone could achieve the American dream if they were willing to work hard enough. The students felt a sense of pride in their country and learned about their great forefathers and the resilience of the American people. Today, instead of celebrating the past, classrooms apologize for it. Instead of focusing on the many moments that united the American people, the overwhelming portrayal of American history rests on the few dark moments that divided us. Instead of history lessons instilling a sense of pride and unity, students develop a sense of shame towards their country. We should teach about the entrepreneurial spirits of the American people. The American dream is an integral part of history, but many inspirational rags-to-riches stories are no longer being shared in the classroom. Students should know that anyone could accomplish their goals if they work hard enough. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, grew up during the Great Depression and served in World War II. Through hard work and dedication, Mr. Walton revolutionized the retail industry. More recent examples include Oprah Winfrey or Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks. Many young people are taught that the American dream is dead, and they need to hear stories that inspire hope and perseverance. We should teach about the resilience of the American people. Time after time again, we have put our differences aside to unite behind a cause. When the United States entered World War II, people all across the nation participated in scrap metal drives and war bond rallies, supporting the brave men and women defending freedom. Following 9/11, people from all walks of life came together to support one another in the midst of the tragedy. It seems as though the classroom focus today is on protests and divisiveness, leading to a feeling of pessimism and distrust between people. We should teach about the unsung leaders in American history. Students should know that anyone can initiate change, regardless of their background. Despite facing opposition, everyday people have achieved greatness through their efforts. In the early 20th century, Mother Jones, despite being an impoverished elderly immigrant, campaigned to end child labor. Many young people perhaps feel powerless to spark change, and they need role models they can look to as examples. During high school, I had the opportunity to visit Washington, D.C. It was an incredible experience, unlike anything I had ever learned about in the classroom. As I visited memorials and museums on the National Mall and walked along seemingly endless rows of tombstones at Arlington National Cemetery, a great sense of pride and respect for our country was instilled in me. I wish that all young people could experience history the way I did. Visiting Washington, D.C. is completely different than reading a history textbook. In the District of Columbia, history feels alive. Not everyone has the opportunity to visit D.C., and not everyone has family members to teach them about the exceptional moments in U.S. history. That is why it is imperative that our classrooms teach history in a way that honors our country and builds up a new generation of Americans ready to continue our great legacy. History has shown that the American dream exists. History has shown that unity is possible. History has shown that anyone can make a difference and affect change. That is what makes me hopeful for the future.